The Gemara then on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Now this Amud Gemara. Well, let's see how you went through it. A question that is a Shal Chulei, third line from the top, Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Shal Chulei Mibei Rav Lishmuel Amdenu Rabbeinu. So a question was sent Mibei Rav from the house of Rav, meaning from like the yeshiva of Rav, to Shmuel. I had a communication, and the question that was sent to Shmuel was, "What's the halacha in a case of tzitza, where the Uman says Shtaim, the Balabai says Achas?" So they ask Shmuel, who swears? Now, before we even get to the answer, how many ways are there to understand, when I say how many ways, I mean among the Rishonim, are there to understand this question of who swears? And who knows even what I'm asking? Malchus, did your hand go up? I saw it there for a moment.
Right. And it's according to Hamadina Khadra Alana right now. Those are the two options we have. So then the whole problem is
that. So in other words, I mean, you're right. I didn't ask my question well. The Gemara is asking me Nishba. So the Gemara clearly is asking who swears. So who are the two possible people who might be swearing here? Obviously, the Sacha, the Balabayas. I'm not asking about that. Clearly, that's what the Gemara is asking. Who swears? Well, I mean, who swears? What's the choice? Either the Balabayas or the Sacha, right? I'm asking something else. I'm asking. Well, let me ask you. I'll ask it differently. Gemara's asking who swears. So if the Sochir is the one, so we don't know the answer yet, so we're considering both possibilities, right? So if you consider that the Sochir is the one who swears, then what would be the basis for that? What? I mean, Nishba Vinoto, which would be a Takonas Chachamim, right? Now, if you say that, no, he's not the one who swears, but rather the Baal HaBayis swears, what would be the basis for that?
Well, according to Tosfot, it would be Moshe Mitzvah.
Right.
According to Rambam, it would be Takana Mitzvah.
Okay, isn't that true? That we learned that according to the Tosfos right here says it. We'll go over it in a second. The second Tosfos from the top. That we're talking this case where, you know, the Baal HaBayis says, I only agreed to pay you one dinar, and the woman says, no, you agreed to pay me two. Tosis points out that this is a regular case of Moda B'miktsas, where the Uman, in this case, would be Chayav Shvua Matara, because of Moda B'miktsas. So when the Gemara then is asking this question of Nishba, what the Gemara is asking, according to Tosis, is, simply, do we just follow the din d'oraisa of Moda B'miktsas, which would then mean what? The Baal HaBayis swears, and if he does swear, he'll be a Nishba V'Niftar. He'll pay the one that he's molded to, and that's it. Isn't that right? If, however, you learn, like the Ramban, that, no, this doesn't have to be a case of a Moda B'miktsas min HaTorah, even if it's a case of halach, right? Nevertheless, who would have to swear? That's when the Gemara asked, when the Ramban said that, what was the Ramban assuming would be swearing in that case? When the Ramban remember said it's a case of that even in the case of halach, what is the case of halach swears? And why do you assume the Baal HaBayis swears? No, I don't mean that. I mean, I'm not with the Sacher. Torod. So the real issue then is, do you say Torod a case of Kisisa, or what? Or do you say Midtar Tachir, right? Wasn't that what was? According to Ramban, what was the question that was really asked of Shmuel? The assumption is that the Babaya is, there's no Shavua for the Bitsa here. That's out. So the Gemara then is asking, when Rav is asking Shmuel who swears, and justify the question, but with how we explain the two sides, either he swears it right, the Babaya swears it, the right? So we're just playing the side. So according to us, we say, well, the Babaya should swear because of Shavua for the Bitsa, and maybe the Tachis should swear because of the Takan of Nebuchadnezzar, the Bitsa, right? So now the same thing with me according to Rambam. Do we say that what, that Babaya, there's no other Bitsa here, really? So explain to me why I would think either the Babaya is the one who swears, or the Tachis is the one who swears, right? So you'll tell me. Maybe the Balai is the one who swears. I don't know why. The why? I know. But why should we pick him?
Well, the question is, because that's sort of the natural state.
Got to say a little bit more. That's right, because he's not Torah. There's no Torah but Pa'alov. So if there's no Torah but Pa'alov, there's absolutely no reason why we should move the Shavua over to the Sochir. I'm sorry? It would...
No, it's not.
Ramban to Taylor. According to the Ramban...
Oh, we're talking about the Ramban?
The Ramban now. Well, let me back up a second. According to Tosfos, what did Tosfos say? Either the Baal HaBayis swears because of what? Because it's a shvuah of motive the mitzvahs, or the Sochir swears because of the takon of Nishba Benoso. What would be the rationale to say that we take the shvuah away from the Baal HaBayis who would have to swim in HaTorah, we take it away from him? And the Chacham say, we'll give the Sochir a chance to be a Nishba Benoso. Why would we do that? What would be the rationale? We didn't explain that. What would be the rationale behind it? It's very simple.
Torah,
right? Now, if you assume that in the case of Tetzitza, there is no Tirdas Poalim, then according to Tosfos, the Din D'Oraisa will just stand as is, namely what? That the Baal HaBayis takes the Shavuos HaTorah of Moda B'Mitzvahs. Isn't that right? Now, let's work the same thing out according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, we don't have to be talking about a Shavuos of Moda B'Mitzvahs. We don't have to. We could be talking about even in the case of Halach, where there is no Shavuos D'Oraisa of Moda B'Mitzvahs. Now, if we're talking about such a case, then the Gemara is still asking me Nishba. So what would be the... So really, if no matter who swears, it would be on a Derabbanan level. Isn't that true? If the Baal HaBayis is the one who swears, it would be Midderabbanan. If the Sofer is the one that swears, again, it would be Midderabbanan. So why would it be this one or that one? What would it depend on? Whether is the Torah B'Poalim in a case of Ketzitza? Same thing. If you say there is no tirda, we assume that a Baal HaBayis will remember how much he agreed to pay somebody, then what should be the halacha? Then who swears? Baal HaBayis. And that would be the takonas chachanim, the shvuos hamishna that we want the Baal HaBayis to swear, because we are interested in protecting the interests of the worker. But if you say, well, or maybe the sochir should swear. Why should the Sochid be the... Why should we say, no, let's switch over the Sochid? Because maybe the Baal HaBayis, even in the case of Tetzitza, is also Torud. Maybe there's Tirda even in the case of Tetzitza. Isn't that right? So what I want to be able to do is, as you go through the whole Sugya, till the end, you have to be able to learn the whole Sugya according to Tosfos and according to the Ramban. Now, you might say, well, it doesn't really matter which way you learn the whole sugya, it's going to come out the same. Well, that might be one. Well, we'll see. Or you have to really know. It's not the way you learn through the Gemara, it's going to be different. You don't have to answer me yet. We're going to go through the Gemara, you know, line by line. Yes.
Yeah, when the Ramban says that it could be in Hila, because he brings in this possibility that there's a takana.
Yes.
Sometimes the Takana is only going as far as Nishba Benoso.
Right.
It doesn't have that. Does that mean that he says that this statement, this discussion, is only about that case?
No, even. He would agree that if there is a Shavuot D'Oraisa because of the actual motive of Mitzvah, you do the same thing. It's just that if you don't say this Tirda, then the Shavuot would remain with the Soch, and not because of any, I'm sorry, with the Baal HaBayis, not because of any takana, but because of the din d'oraisa, then he has to take a shuah of motive of mitzvah.
But that's our assumption, that it would stay with...
If you say that he is not Torah the Polo.
Oh, that he's not Torah.
Not Torah.
Oh,
If he is Tarut, then you take away the Shavua, you don't let him, you don't give him the Shavua of Motiv and Mitzvah. And instead, we'll make a takana that the Sacher should be a Nishba Benotel. Those are the two sides of the coin, whether who should swear.
So according to Ramban, when the Talmid of Abraham asked Shmuel the question, Mi Nishba, they were talking about in both cases, or they were talking about in one case?
No, either case. But if it's either case, so let's then take the most, you know, Mechudosh case.
Right. But then as you go,
I want you to be able to do it for either case. For the Ramban, it's either case. For Tosfos, it's only one.
But when the Gemara is trying to analyze the statement and saying who could have said that, it matters if the Ramban was actually talking about that case, or it's just like, of course the Ramban would agree in that case, but that's not what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, he's talking about clearly if the Balabais is already Mechuyev Yeshua of Motiv and Mitzvah, the Ramban could work with that too. But Ramban says you don't have to learn that way.
So
Ramban could learn the whole Sugya assuming there is no Motiv and Mitzvah, really. So let's try to do that.
Even Rabbi Yehuda would?
Let's see how it would work out. I hear what. How would you work out Rabbi Yehuda? Okay, that's exactly what I'm interested in. That's what I said to you before.
Okay.
Do you learn through the Sugya? That's exactly what I want to know. Yeah.
Why would we even entertain the possibility of this Sachir swearing? Because I thought we ruled that out with the entire daycare. Like,
but that's exactly what the Gemara now is coming back to question.
But it wasn't established rule, so it's not.
Like, no, what we're going to discover now is apparently because the Gemara goes of a brace, so where we don't. Was a Nishba Venotel, even in the Katsitsa case. So obviously it's not an established rule that we always say Mitzchak Dachir. And that's the whole problem, the Gemara quoted the Braisa, where we're going to get to it in a second, says Nishba Venotel, even in the Katsitsa case. So whether there's Mitzchak Dachir or Torah B'Polin in the Katsitsa case, this is exactly what this Amud of Gemara is coming back to discuss. Earlier on Daf Menhei on the base, what did we assume? What did the Gemara answer there?
There's no
Tarud. Now the Gemara is returning to that issue, and actually we'll see that's not so pashut. As a matter of fact, we're actually going to have a Braisa that's going to say, the Braisa with the Uman and the Talus, right? Like, did he give it back? Did he not give it back? That, what did that Braisa say? Didn't it say that if it was given back already, and the woman saying, you owe me two, and the, right? What did the Braisa say happens in that case, if it is mano? Well, what happened, what about Mitzchah Docher? Why Nishba Benotel, apparently? What is this? What does it sound like to the Gemara first presented the Braisa, that obviously this Braisa is saying that Torah B'Polim applies even in a case Ketzitza. So then what we said earlier, obviously, was not Siddur Pashut. Okay? So let's go through. So what did the Gemara? What did Shmuel answer? Amar Lahen. He answered him what? Bezu Yishava Balabayis V'Yafsir Uman. Ketzitza Vaday Mitchar Dachir Inshe. So what did Shmuel answer him? He answered him exactly what we were assuming on the previous Amud, namely what? That there is no Torah B'Po'alim. Isn't that right? He assumed that Ketzitza Balabayis will remember it. Memelis, he'll remember it. Therefore, the Balabayas swears, and the Uman loses. Now, again, why does he swear? Well, according to Tosfos, he swears because of the Shavuot Yorais of Motiv and Mitzvah. And according to the Ramban, it would be because of the Takanas Chachamim, even where there is no Shavuot of Motiv and Mitzvah, but the Chacham still made a Takana that the Balabayas has to swear. And we're not switching it over to the Uman, to the Poel, because Mitzchah Dachiloi. Isn't that right? Fine. Then the Gemara asked, now explain me this part, V'hotani Rabba Bar Shmuel Kotzas Hamoti Mechavero Olof Haraya. Did we learn that?
Yeah.
Where did we have that?
Bottom.
We had at the bottom of Memhe. The bottom of Memhe on the base.
Top of
Memhe on the base. Where it said Tanya, first line, at end of the line, Uman Omer Shtan Kutsatz to leave Alom, Elo Kutsatz to Luchel Achas, Hamot Bechaver Lof Haraya. could see Tzavad and Mitzchah Docher Lei. Now, what is missing from the Braisa? Now our Gemara is now saying, V'hotani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Did we know before this that Rabba Bar Shmuel was the one?
No, only from the bottom.
Oh, it mentioned, I just can't find, where is it?
Yeah, it's the one.
It's after they were
tied by
the. Oh, that's right, okay. Yeah, so it's the same, right. I didn't have to go back to the top, I could have just gone, right. So, it just says, so in the case of Ketzitza, the Gemara now, but the Gemara now is, back to Memvava Maralov, the Gemara now is asking a Kasha, right? What's the Kasha? Aye, but we have a Braisa that teaches us that in the case of Ketzitza, the din is, Hamot Mechaver Alof Haraya. And then the Gemara adds, the Ilo Maisa Raya Paka. What's happening? I want to know who's talking now. What's happening? This is not the Braisa, is it? This is the Gemara's drawing an implication from this very Braisa, right? It's also then part of the Kasha that the Gemara is asking. What's the implication to be drawn? It says, Hamotzi Mechavero Lofaraya. That means, who's the Motzi Mechavero here? Who's Motzi? The Uman, the worker. So it's saying, if the Uman brings proof that he really owes him two, then he'll collect two. And if he doesn't bring proof, then it sounds like there's nothing. Just a second. That's what the Gemara thinks. The Elo Maisa Raya, the implication is if he doesn't bring any proof, Paka. What do you mean, Paka? It dissipates. It goes away. What is it that the Gemara is getting? All the Braises said was Mitzvah, it doesn't mention what? Shvua. So the implication of the Gemara, of this, there is no Shvua. No Shvua at all. There are no takanos of Shvua in this case. It's a regular case where I say you owe me money, you say you don't. What? And Hamotzi Mechaver Alof Haraya. Now, of course, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is asking what? What do you mean, Hamotzi Mechaver Alof Haraya? It sounds like if he doesn't arrive, Paka. Let's just read the Gemara. Amai Yishova Balabayas V'yafsid Uman. So what's the Gemara asking? Shmuel just answered Talmidim of Rav, and he told them what? That the din is the Balabayas swears. Comes back and Gemara challenges that and says we have a Braisa that says Hotzim Echaver Lo Faraya. And the Gemara infers for his Braisa what? That if he brings Raya, then the Uman will win, obviously. But without a Raya, case closed. Ask the Gemara, but Shmuel, if you're right, then the Babayis should have to swear. Then the Uman loses. He doesn't bring Raya. But what happened to the Shmuel part, right? The Shmuel answered that there has to be a Shmuel, the Babayis swears. Now, explain to me the Kasha according to Tosfos. And now explain to me the Kasha according to the Ramban. Which one do you think is harder to explain? Now you can tell me they're both hard, they're both easy. One is hard, one is easy. But I just don't know what to do with the whole thing. No? Think what the Gemara is asking. Yeah. The Gemara is asking. The Bryce is not the Chavar Lo Faraya. Mashma, there is no Shavuot at all. No Shavuot for whom to take? Balabayas. But Shmuel said that the Balabayas does swear. But that's what he answered the Bei Rav, the Talmidim of Rav. No, who wants to go ahead? Yes.
So according to Tosfos, that when Shmuel said that the Balabayas should swear, that's because the Shmuel didn't write down this case. It wasn't mixed up, so of course he has to swear. So if the Gemara is coming and bringing a Braita, try to contradict Shmuel and say Shmuel's wrong, it doesn't really make sense, because if Shmuel's only talking about the Shmuel de Oresa, then how could he be wrong on that?
Exactly.
For the Ramban, it would make sense.
Yeah,
the Ramban,
yeah.
The Ramban claims is that the Takana has two manifestations. Either in the standard case, we say it's Nisbos and Otel, but sometimes if we're not going to have Tarud, we'll have a Takana de Rabbanan of Nisbos and Nistar and Baha Bayit. And then that's what Shmuel is saying, that there's a kind of nisa b'niptar in this case. And then this very different rabbi, where Shmuel is saying that that takana doesn't exist.
That's right. She said very well. I'll repeat it. According to the Ramban, I understand the Maris Kasha. According to Tosfos, I don't. The following reason. What is the Gemara is asking on Shmuel? Shmuel, you said there's a Shavua, right? That's all by his swears. But see from this Brisa, apparently, that there is no Shavua, because what says is the Motzim Chavua Fraya. Now, according to Tosfos, what was the reason why the Baal Bayis swears? You needed Shmuel. Who was Machadish the Halacha of Shavua Motzim B'Mitzvahs? Started even before Shmuel was born, right? There was a law that the Torah says that a Motzim B'Mitzvahs has to swear. So the Brisa, so that would be the reason why the Baal Bayis would swear. So some of them are asking on Shmuel, how can you say that if a Baal Bayis swears? Because we have a Brisa that says, Amotim Echaver Alo Harai, it's Mashra from Brisa that the Baal Bayis does not swear. Are you telling me that Brisa is against the Torah? Will you tell me that that's what the Brisa means? I mean, if this in fact is the case of Motzim B'Mitzvahs, the Torah says he has to swear. Well, you think the Brisa is trying to tell against the Torah? The Brisa doesn't know the halacha of Motzim B'Mitzvahs. How could that be what the Brisa had in mind? In order for the Brisa to suggest that there's no shvua on the part of the Baal Bayis, you have to then say that at the time of the Brisa walking around with his bed in the sand, he never opened up a chumash, he doesn't know that the Motzim B'Mitzvahs has taken shvua. What Shmuel is the one who tells the halacha that about, according to Tosfos, what was the point of Shmuel? It wasn't to tell us that the Baal Bayis has to swear. That we knew about Shmuel. That was true before Shmuel was born. It's really the point that Sacher does swear. There is no Nishba v'Natel. Isn't that really, according to Tosfos, what Shmuel is teaching us? What Shmuel is teaching that a Baal Bayis has to swear is Motzim B'Mitzvahs. I don't need Shmuel for that. You know, so Beis Rabban would know that. They study Parsha Mishpatim. You understand what I'm saying? So, according to the Tosfos, what is the Gemara asking and Shmuel? What is this Akasha and Shmuel? I mean, the way you're setting it up, you're making it that the Brisa is against the Chumash. Let me just finish it. But if you learn like the Ramban, then the Kasha of the Gemara is much more understandable. Why? Because according to the Ramban, we are not talking about a Shvu of Motzim B'Mitzvahs here. Because let's say it's a case of Halach, right? So what are we talking about? Basically, what is Shmuel informing us when he told us that the Baal Bayis swears? He's telling us that there is a Takanas Chachamim, that where there is no Torah B'Poalim, then what happens? The Shavua then is taken, actually not in theory, like Tosis, right? There really is a Shavua that the Baal Bayis takes. And that's a takanas chachamim, and that's what Shmuel is machadish, that there is such a takanas chachamim. So then the Gemara is asking from a Brisa that the Brisa seems to indicate that there was no takanas chachamim of what? That a Baal Bayis is a nishba v'niftar. In a case of, there is none. All there is what? So from the Brisa, either there should be a nishba v'notel, and if there is no nishba v'notel, then there's nothing. That's what this Brisa seems to indicate. Because the Brisa ignores what? Any shvur. It just says, Hamotz Mechaver, Lof Haraya. So therefore, the Gemara's Kasha, to me, makes more sense according to the Ramban than according to Tosfos. See, according to Tosfos, you have to assume what? The Brisa is following the Torah. So that when it said, Hamotzi Mechavero, Lof Haraya, before I get to that, let's look at the answer of the Gemara. What did the Gemara answer to this? Like, what did Shmuel, or the defenders of Shmuel, answer? Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman answered it. Let's start in the Torah. So what does that mean? Hamotzi Mechavero is not really a full answer. It's a full sock. It's gave one side of it. That just means that if the woman can come up with real proof, he'll get his two narim. That's what Bryce mentioned. Of course, there's more to the psak halacha. The Bryce, for whatever reason, didn't give us full psak. What's continuation? The continuation is that if he doesn't bring what? Araya, then what? Then there's a Shavua. Who has to take a Shavua? Balayas. So, go over again. So, according to Tosis, this was the Havamina, was the Masana. According to Tosis, the Havamina of the Gemara was that this Vaisa is telling what? Let's review what I just said. According to Tosis, it was Kash and it was Tess, right? The Kash is the Havamina, Teretz is Masana, right? So, what was the Havamina? Was the Masana. What was the Havamina? According to Tosis,
the Havamina of
Gemara. Gemara asked Kash from the Brisa. Who do it? What was the Havamina, yes? The Brisa is saying, look at the Brisa, Hamatim Averlo Faya. What do we initially think the Brisa is telling? What is the Brisa excluding? Shmuel Halacha, namely, there's no Ishbanita here. The Balabai does not swear. That's in Shmuel, right? Now, what did Gemara answer? No, the Brisa also believes there's a Shmuel. Why didn't Brisa mention it? Okay, let's start the Katani. The Brisa only mentioned part of the answer, but not the full answer. Sounds like a very weak kind of an answer. Okay, what can you do? Let's start the Katani. So let me what means. The Kasha was, we think of Brisa saying there's no Shavua at all. And the Maskar, the answer of Gemara is no, really is Shavua. I didn't Brisa mention. I don't know why they didn't. Let's start the Katan. So I asked you what the Havamina of the Maskar. The Havamina was that Brisa means there's no Shavua. And Maskar is, no, that's not really what the Brisa has in mind. According to Brisa, really the Shavua. It's that Brisa just failed to mention it. So according to Tosis, how could there have been Havamina to think that the Brisa is saying that there's no Shavua? I'm just repeating myself what I said earlier. How could there have been a Havamina to think that there is no Shavua since what? Since it's the Oraisa. How is it possible? According to the Ramban, the Havamina is reasonable and the Maskana is reasonable. According to the Ramban, what was the Havamina of the Gemara? That the Brisa has eliminated what? The Takana, for whom to swear? For the Baal HaBayis. That's what we think the Brisa is doing. Comes along the Gemara's answer, it's Dodin Katani, that no, the Baal HaBayis also recognizes what? That the Takana to swear would also be on the Baal HaBayis in a case where Midcha Dochir. So the Brisa didn't mention, all the Brisa says, well, Hamas Mechaveh Lo Faraya, let's Dodin Katani. I don't really have a good answer for Tosis. Someone have one given? Yes?
I don't understand what's coming up from Ramban.
Yeah, didn't the Ramban say that in the case of Halach? And if you assume that the Baal HaBayis is not Tarud, who swears?
Oh, so he pushes the Kana, and then, like, the original Kana that he said was on the
Baal HaBayis
and ends up for the
Sakit,
right?
If he's Torah B'Polim.
Right.
But we don't switch it to the Sochir if he's not Torah B'Polim.
Wait, so that's the comment that we're talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Yes.
Just a quick question before I think. Like, we keep on referring back to the Brisa. I thought this whole thing that Rabbi Bar Shmuel says.
Yes.
This is a Brisa.
Yes. Yes.
On the bottom of the
hand,
is that?
Yeah, it says Tanina.
Oh, okay.
Fine. Right. Remember that even though it's an Amora, let's say, who's introducing it, it just means the Amora is the one who taught it. He knew it. He knew of this. Doesn't mean he's the author of the Brisa. He's just teaching to people a Brisa that he knew. But the Brisa was authored by a Tana. Okay?
Okay. And also, I mean, like, I think this is pretty useful. Can you maybe say that according to Tulsa Baham, you know, that once you were over the Shodor, right, and put on the Sakhir,
how can you make a log against the Torah?
Well, how could you originally have a kind against the Torah?
I know that, but the guy is really high with women at Torah. But why should we take it away? For what reason would we want to take it away? I mean, the women at Torah, let him take it. Now, we are going to see that Rishon do talk about this. This is what you're going to see that the Baal HaMor and Mohammed that I gave you, these kashas, hopefully will be answered. Yes?
When we think with Dodin Tani, we've been assuming that means either that the first is Hakim Yisrael Abaya, and he doesn't have proof that it was Shavua. But I think from when I looked it up, I think that's what with Dodin Tani means. That it's more than talking about two cases. It couldn't be that there's two different cases going on.
I don't think two cases.
In one case, the Brisa, when it says, I'm looking for Abaya, that's a Tala. But what Shmuel said,
Real to the source of that. And what in case with it, but in case of what of the base it takes
that would end up that not being said was done in Kaitani.
Yeah.
Two reading and two options are he has proof of government.
Yeah.
It's got some with one case. Right? There's just I don't know what he did. That's where it's from. There's some sort of case of pizza. And if the stuff has proof,
and that's the case
that
of Brooks. Yeah. But that's not studying. It's telling you everything that there's to know.
Totally
studying. So sometimes because we're assuming that in this case, it's not the case, the fact of the case, not just on those. Most of the Chalov Reisigas knows Lewis. If the ball is against the norm, he's going to have to prove. And if he doesn't prove, he loses. That's the end of the story. So studying means, well, that's not true. That's not a full extent of the path. That's what studying means. Only then you want side. Well, then I would say still didn't mean that. Not then the bias is giving you the full stop. There's nothing more to say. And why?
Could you read that if that in case of over a hole, then the right or the right but if the case of.
Well, then you just in the Gemara's answer that this, the Bryce is talking in the case of over a hole, which you make a new kinto. It's not still then. You make a new kinto. If you're trying to establish, you're establishing the Bryce is talking in a very specific case. For cases, there's no other thing. So that's a candidate. That's not a stud. A stud wouldn't mean that. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's like how, but like more sense, when like, my last question is this, so do we go like, no, then he does this, all that is the one where it doesn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, it is saying, well, maybe you should have kept the other side. Like, there were only two possibilities, right? There was either the all that is covered in it, or there was something. Or the Baba is not heard, and then there's Nibba with some
dirt. Right.
So, well answered, it's Nishba and Nibba and Dara.
Which means it's not Nishba Vilto, that's really what he's answering.
Right. Mm-hmm. So then this, so I don't understand why this question, like, I don't understand like how it's against.
What's Gemara asking from the Braisa?
The Gemara is asking that it doesn't say, it doesn't talk about Shavua in the Braisa.
And therefore, that's a kasha and Shmuel.
And therefore,
who's Gemara? Is Gemara asking a kasha against Shmuel here?
Well, that's.
Of course, it is.
But
the Gemara says, "Ain't."
We would have to propose that we shouldn't go like Shmuel. We should go by the other side. But that's not what the.
Yeah, but the. Yeah, but Shmuel is claiming that where there is no nishba the no-till. Then the Baal HaBayis swears. But the Bryce is saying that there is no Nishba, the no-tell, nobody swears. Because it just says, Hamotzi Mechaver Lo Farai is telling you that there is no Nishba, no-tell, right?
Why are you saying the Bryce is telling you that?
That what?
That
it is, but it's also telling you that Baal HaBayis doesn't swear either. Look at the words. It says, Ka Samachar Raya, Zumar Zvilo Maizaraya Paka. What does that mean, Maizaraya Paka? Why? You have a babayis. Why didn't the babayis wear? Of course he swears. The Torah says, I have a shwar. The Gemara thinks that the Bryce is going against the Torah. Of course the end has to be looked out. What does that mean to think otherwise? Understand? Let's move on. It's hard to get at how you'll see the... We'll see from Rishonim, we'll see way out. They say. So what's happening now? The Gemara is challenging now. What's been challenged here? I don't know who the pin has been challenged here. Not adjourned. No? Whose opinion is being challenged in the Misavei? Which is what? Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? And in a case of Tzitzah, Mishar Yochirle, and therefore the Babai is fair, the Sachir does not swear. Isn't that what Shmuel said? Gemara now is challenging. By what? By sitting a Braisa. What's the basis of saying Misavei? I know something at least, Tavsa Lu'uman. Somebody gives his Tavsa to Uman. For what reason? To fix it. The Uman says, you agreed to pay me 2 dinar, let's say, for fixing it. The Baal HaBayis says, I only need to pay you 1. So the Raisa says the following. See, this is a more complicated case, and that's why it just confuses us a little bit more. So, because here, it's not just that the person's coming and working the field of the Baal HaBayis, right? Here, a Baal HaBayis has told us, he gave it to the Uman to fix it. So the Uman takes the talus with him and he's going to fix it. Now, and then he's going to pay for it and return the talus. So now the Gemara says, if he has not yet returned the talis, so hold on, talis biat uman. What's the case then? The uman comes to the balabai. The uman still has talis in his home. Hasn't what? I'm sorry? Well, he's a plaintiff and a defendant. He's both. He wants his talis back, but in that regard, he's a plaintiff. But on the other hand, the uman is also a plaintiff because he wants to be paid too. That's why it's a little more complicated case. It's, you know, they're different. There's the issue of getting his talis back, plus there's the issue of how much to pay, right? So if the talis is biyad uman, al bal habayis lahavi raya. Now, what the balabayis has to bring proof. This was hard. It was hard because the Gemara doesn't give us much information about this part of the halacha. Now, we're going to discuss it, but I think let's just put it aside. Because this is like a separate case. How do you deal with a case where the uman was given material to work with by the balabayis and he still has it? How does that play into this? So let's say we don't know how to... Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to know something about this that we'll see that it does, because the uman would have the upper hand here because he has the talis. Now, you'll tell me why that's exactly what we need to discuss, which I'd rather... It's a side thing. So I'd rather let's put it off and not just work on what we're doing. So what we need is the rest of the brisa. Then the brisa says, nasna lo, or nisana lo, but if the uman already gave the talis back, he fixed it and gave it back, and now they're fighting over just one thing, how much to be paid. So bismano, see, that's how you read it, nisana lo, colon, right? So if it's bismano, you follow, if it's what's bismano? If the uman came to the balabais and wanted his money, bismano, then nishma venoto. Over's mano, but if the uman shows up a week later, right, then how much of a barrel of haraya, period. So you could ask yourself, what is the problem and shmuel for this brisa? Very clear, right? Namely what? Certainly what, Sarah? Exactly. Bryce says, Christy, that it, and this is a theta argument, right? And what does Bryce say if it is mano? For the hotel. Against shmuel. And the Gemara just, you know, summarizes that. Gemara now repeats. So, Bzmano, Miha, what Miha? Nevertheless, Niva Venoto. Right? You see that if it is Mano, the Sahir is Nishbanoto. Ask Gemara, Mai. Why? Yishava Babai Yadum. Why should it be Yishava Babai? Because that's what Shmuel said. Shmuel is right. Why did I say Nishbanoto? It just said, Lehech. It just said, all Babai swears. If he swears, the loses. You got it? So what if Nachman comes and answers in defense of Shmuel? So what if that comes as the truth is, we can't return Brisa. The Brisa as stands is in fact against Shmuel. So, and this is very typical. This is typical style of Gemara. So what is the Gemara going to do? Say, well, this Brisa happens to be following what? A minority view of Tanoim. Was fishing yourself. And Shmuel, when he stated his halacha, he was stating it according to the majority view, called the majority view of the Chachamim. So that when Shmuel said that the balabayis wears and the uman loses, that's if you follow the Chacham, which Shmuel said, well, that's how we pass, so that's what he was talking. Ah, you found this isolated brisa that says Shvabonoto, answers Rav Nachman. That brisa was following the view of the minority opinion of one Tana, namely Rabbi Yehuda, and now I'm adding this in. We don't follow that view, and Shmuel is not working with that view. Why? Okay? Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? So both Rabbi Yehuda are. So Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda, he writes, the Omar calls man Shishvua Note, it's a Balabayas, Socher Nishba Venoto. Follow? Which means what? That as long as what? It's a very strange language. Shavua nota eitzo balabayas. What do you mean nota? What does nota mean? like leaning towards, what is this, poetry? But if the Shavua is leaning towards, I'm just saying this as an aside, I would have said, Kol Zman Shabal Bayis Chayev Lishava. I don't know. So for now, I don't know why it's being described this way. Just hold off. So Kol Zman Shavua Nota Esol Bala Bayis, then the socher is an ishba v'noto. That Rabbi Yehuda said that as long as there is a shavua that the Bala Bayis has to take, then we're going to flip it, you follow, and give the shavua over to the socher to be an ishba v'noto. Which apparently is suggesting that Rabbi Yehuda believes that there's always going to be a nishba v'noto, even in the case where the Shavua really fell first on whom? On the Bala Bayis. We still will switch it, which apparently must mean that Rabbi Yehuda believes, what about Tirda or no Tirda?
No,
I'm assuming it means that he's always Torah. I would imagine that Rabbi Yehuda has to think that way too, otherwise why are they switching it over to the, right? No, but he just feels he's always Torah. So therefore, so that price is following that view, and Shmuel was following the view of the Chachamim who believe what? That know that in the case of Ketzitza, there's no Tirda. Follow? That really, Michal Bachile, Samael who swears, Salabas. See how it's going. Now, next 10 lines of Gemara, I was a very long time, I was something that bothered me, but I came up something, but let's see what you did with it. Gemara then asks, Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Leo, does that mean?
Which Rabbi
Yehuda? Yeah. The Gemara wants to know, you know, Rabbi Yehuda said a lot of things. Which, I gave it all the time by the name of, is it that Gemara is the same person, but we don't know which statement Rabbi Yehuda, or it means there are a lot of different Rabbi Yehudas out there, and we don't know which one it is. I fit the latter. Okay. Well, keep going. Let's see why I'm saying it. Let's just do. So the Gemara does, well, let's say it's Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah. Right? Now, what do we call the Mishnah? What did you say in Mishnah? The Buddha said in the Mishnah that what? If you look at Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda owned Adesha Mitzah Torah. Okay, so, Amar Ten Tzchari Chamishim Dir Sheesh Li Batcha V'ho Meis Kabata Dinner Zav. And that's it. Right? So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? There's got to be a what? A mitzvah sodah is a motor mitzvah. And then he gives an example. Let's say the sodah comes to the Balai and says, you need to pay me 50 dinarim. And what did the Balai's answer? I already paid you half of that. Which means I owe you 25 dinarim. So what do you see there? That you see that in that case, this is Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Rebbe Yehuda that we're saying now that this price on Memvav is following. And we see that the Rebbe Yehuda thinks that what? That in a case of, that we only have a Nishba Venoto, actually in a case where there's a Hodob Mixas. I just want to, if you can just hold on the card, I just want to just go through it once. Isn't that right? The Gumkamek says the Mara. Hi, Rebbe Yehuda, even Rebbe Yehuda doesn't need him. If you just accept Yehuda, our Mishnah that we just, right, we'll just explained, the Gemara responds, Chmurik Machmir. That's rejection of that possibility, right? What is Chmurik Machmir? Rabbi Yehuda, what? Theory, was that Chmurik Machmir? No? Yeah, well, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Machmir. Rabbi Yehuda Machmir. What do you mean he's, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir? Not, Rabbi Yehuda said, Asha Tehesha Mitzvah Todah, that you got to have a Mitzvah Todah. But the Rabbi Yehuda was Machmir. How do you understand this? To what? Okay, so what is this? What? This is to do with why can't the rice with Tav's case be according to Rabbi Yehuda?
In the past case, you're being make a lot of stuff here because you're giving him an opportunity to do Mishpah Venoto.
in a case of where there's a hodor b'mitzvah. That's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said, no? What is this? Yeah, what do you think?
It's Sita, not Yehuda.
Yes.
In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda has fewer Tachanot, and here he has more.
Oh, but finish the way you started off. The Brisa's case with the Talis is a Katsitsa case. When you say it's a Katsitsa case, just to say it more.
They're arguing over how much they agreed to pay.
Exactly. And now continue. But Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, what?
Rabbi Yehuda is talking about regular soccer case. And regular soccer
case. I know what regular means. Say what you mean.
Oh, the argument is whether he paid him at all for that.
No, that's not what Rabbi Yehuda said.
The argument is over whether he paid, as opposed to how much the argument, how much they agreed to pay.
What's the argument again? It's not about how much they agreed, what the agreement.
About whether he paid him or not.
Whether he paid him what? Whether he paid him half or he didn't pay him anything. Isn't that what? Because what did it say in, what was the argument between the Baal HaBayis and the Socher according to Rabbi Yehuda?
In the Mishnah?
Yeah. Doesn't the Socher come to the Baal HaBayis and say, you owe me 50 dinarim? Which means he hasn't been paid anything yet. And what does the Baal HaBayis answer him? I have paid you some of that, paid you half. So in other words, is there any fight about the Katsitsa? No. There's no fight about the Katsitsa. The Baal HaBayis agrees that he agreed to pay him 50. The only thing that he says is he already paid him half, so he only still owes him another 25. And the Socher says, no, you didn't pay me anything. So that's what this is about, right? So this is about whether did the Baal HaBayis pay him half or not. Now the Baal HaBayis said he did. The Socher says he did. Okay. Now what does Rabbi Yehuda say in this case? This is the case that Rabbi Yehuda gives us in the Mishnah where then is Nishma Notam. And the Gemara. Now, our Gemara, I am suggesting that the Tana of the Rice, and now the Bryce case with the Talis, happens to be a case, it is a case of Hodor of the Mikvas, but it's the argument between the Bryce and the Uman is not about how much did he pay, but rather how much was agreed to be paid. Isn't that right? Now, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, is the example that he gave, remember the Mishnah said Ketzad, and they gave an example. Now, the example given by Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was not a Ketzitza example. Isn't that true? Now, the Baisa that the Gemara and the is talking about is a Ketzitza example. Now, the Gemara's answer to the which it is, was the Yehuda of Mishnah. So the Gemara's reaction to that is the Rabbi Yehuda's Machmir. So now, Kavim will say, oh, again, what does that mean, he's Machmir? He's Machmir the word.
Yeah.
Okay, but in way of living, yeah.
In which he says that it's not as a program of there's no time.
Okay.
And the Chachamim said, it does apply in Gerach Hor, because he's going to apply for Gerach.
Okay.
Here in Arisa,
yes.
We know she's going to come in.
How do you know anything? The Brisa, what's the Brisa talk about? You recently said it's not in the Brisa. You recently that the Brisa will have been on a case called Harkol. There's all the end of the note. Is that what you said? That is interesting. But according to Brisa, you're assuming that the case of Kofra Kol, the Wuy initial of Anota?
It's not a Brisa of Yehuda.
So how do you know it's not a Yehuda?
In the Brisa, he's
what?
He's talking to Tisa, and he says there's Nishra Mizal and Tisa.
So, okay.
And
the
Chana, there's Nishra Mizal and Tisa.
Oh, I can't be Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah.
Because you're there, I think. The Brisa of Mishnah has more time
than Chana. How do you know that the Brisa has any more than what Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says?
Is there another idea that's being flipped around here?
What?
I just assumed, because in the Katsitsa case, is there a Shredder right?
Well, that depends how you want to learn it. According to Tosfos, there is. According to the Rambam, what?
If there isn't, then Rabbi Yehuda says that has to be there.
Isn't Rabbi Yehuda in the mission of limiting the case of the Chachamim that comes before that doesn't deal with Katsitsa? So we assume that Rabbi Yehuda in the mission doesn't hold with Katsitsa, doesn't hold Mishpah and Otsel and Katsitsa either?
How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, you're saying that what? That Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah what?
Does not
what?
Does not have a shua for Nishpa Benotel for Ketzitza.
Right.
Because the Chachamim do, and he limits.
Because who does?
He limits the case.
case that the Chachamim bring before him. So the Chachamim.
You don't have to bring in the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda has. What does Rabbi Yehuda believe in? Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, what does he believe the halacha is?
Only Moses makes that, and not Ketitza.
So instead of saying. When you say mode of the mitzvah, I think it's just not clear. When you say mode of the mitzvah, what do you mean? It's not a question. Ketzitza is also mode of the mitzvah. When the hodah of the mitzvah is a litigation about how much was paid.
Why?
Isn't that what Rebbe said in the Mishnah?
Why can't it be all mode of the
mitzvah? Okay, well, that's exactly the point. Okay, let me tell you. I thought what the Gemara was getting at was that Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer, responds the Gemara, because in the example given, there are two things, in a sense, that sort of, where we feel that these two ingredients that we have in the case is the reason why we're going to have a nishba v'notel. What I mean by that is this. The Mishnah in the Mishnah. Yes, that Rabbi Yehuda. Let me say what that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said. What he gave an example where there's already existing a shvua of Moshe ben Mitzvah on the Baal HaBayis. That already exists, right? So once it already exists, what is it? Then Rabbi Yehuda is willing to say that they'll flip over to the Sacher to the Mishnah Notel. But in the example Rabbi Yehuda gave, that example also brings up another issue, which is what? How much was paid? And so what's about that? So what?
It only deals with payment.
And if it only deals with payment, then what?
It wouldn't deal
then with tarud. Then tarud b'po'alo. You understand? When does tarud b'po'alo kick in? When Baal HaBayis thinks he paid, but he's mistaken, right? Well, what difference does it make if he thinks he paid in full or only paid half? If he could be mistaken about paying in full, he also stayed out that he paid half and he didn't. Maybe he paid some other worker half. He's mistaken this guy with another worker. Just like he's mistaken this guy, he's thinking that he paid him, maybe didn't pay him at all. Same thing could be true that he thinks he paid in half, maybe he didn't pay in half. So the example given is an example where there's already shvua ad Baal HaBayis because of Moshe ben Mitzvah, plus the example given is an example where the Baal HaBayis would be tarud b'po'alo if you introduce that factor. Then, in that case, what does Rabbi Yehuda say in that case? Then we're going to flip it. But how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda would be ready to flip it in which case? See, okay, why should Ketzitza maybe be different than the example that Rabbi Yehuda gave in the Mishnah? Because maybe there's no Torah Paul, and because of the Baal HaBayis, remember how much he agreed to pay somebody. That forgettable he's not. You know what I'm saying? So in the Gemara, now the Braisa is talking about the case of Ketzitza. So I thought what the Gemara was saying was, that what the Gemara was saying was that you cannot assume that the time of the Braisa of Rebbe Yehuda, because Rebbe Yehuda of the Mishnah was more machmir, because Rebbe Yehuda only flipped it in the case of a hodah b'miktas, where the argument between the Baal HaBayis and the Sacher is about how much was paid. So you can't draw from that. You can't assume that Rabbi Yehuda would say the same thing in what kind of a hodah b'miktas case? Ketzitza. So what did the Gemara then do? The Gemara then says, no, it's Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa. Now, if you look at the Braisa, what do you find in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Braisa? It mentions both, doesn't it? When I say both, I mean two kinds of hodah b'miktas, doesn't it?
Which of Rabbi Yehuda is the
Braisa? If you look back to the Gemara, the Gemara said, Ilem Rabbi Yehuda damas nisnach mir komach, but this man Rabbi Yehuda omer adjetesham mitzas hodah. Ela Rabbi Yehuda de Braisa. But rather, it's the beauty of the Braisa. What Braisa? The Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Here's the Braisa. Sochir calls man shlo over a lov zmano. How is in a shba venoto? Vim lav in a mishba venoto. Whose view is that? Is that Rabbi Yehuda yet? That's the Chacham. And then the Braisa continues. Vama Rabbi Yehuda, Emosai. Emosai what? Emosai means when. When what?
When
When is there a nishma benoto? Bisman shamrlo tain li schari chamishim dinar sheyesh li biyotchav hu omer his kabalta mehen dinar zov. Now that case is exactly the case that Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah mentioned, right? What is that a case about? What is that? That hodor b'mitzvah is about how much was paid. The Baal Bais thinks he paid some of it. And the Uman says, you're mistaken, you didn't pay me anything. Oh, she'omer lo sh'taim kutsatsa v'alo omer lo kutsatsa l'chayel achas. Or the tzitza case. So here in this brisa, this Rebbe Yehuda, this brisa is saying that wherever you have a hodor b'mitzvah, it doesn't matter what, whether it's a fight over how much was paid or how much was agreed to be paid, it doesn't matter. Either way, what did Rabbi Yehuda of the Baisa say? Ishba v'noto. No, I think it's a different... So maybe you're right. Okay, I don't know if that's what... Either way, it doesn't change anything. Either that way... Yeah, I thought it was different. It doesn't matter. I mean, I thought, did this Rashi clarify? Either it's different, the Rebbe is just clear that saying, or it was different about Rebbe Hood. I don't know. It doesn't change anything. Either way, it comes out the same. So then, but Gemara now is not happy with this either. Why? So Maskil Lor of Shisha. Why didn't this Rebbe write the Rebbe? Omo, Moschach, 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 that Rebbe Hood, the Brisa denies that there is never an Ishba v'noto if Baal Bais is what? Korako. Isn't that what I'm saying? So if you go back to the Brisa about the Talis, where the Brisa of the Talis is talking about one type of case, namely a Hodor b'mitzvah with a Tzitzah, that's what I'm talking about, and says Ishba v'noto. So now this is the Gemara's answer, that's Rebbe Hood, the author of that Brisa, is follow the Zod Rebbe Hood of the Brisa. Now, what next? Ash Maslov, Shei, the Brisa Radidi. Nope. What a kasha? Who can tell me kasha? What is now Rav Shisha S? Who can explain? Buddy? Yes?
Well, if you say that this is according to Yehuda.
The bright? Which bright? The Talis?
The Talis one that
he's missed from the Talis, Kesef, Tisa. So then you're saying that
there are cases, then you're saying that the Rabbanan are more, that's why it has to be the same Rabbi Huda, because it... I don't care whether it is or it isn't, so what? Because then you're saying that the Rabbanan, that in some cases, Rabbi Huda is more Miko, and in some cases he's more Machmir. And in other cases, the Rabbanan are...
So give me all these cases that you mean.
Okay, so in the case of Ketzitza, the Rabbanan are more Machmir, and Rabbi Huda is more Miko, because he allows the Sachir Kiddush Rabbanota.
Right.
And in the case of Kobra Kol,
right,
the Rabbanan are more Miko, because they allow the Sachir Kiddush Rabbanota, and the Huda doesn't.
Yeah, so why is this... You're right, 100% right. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara thinks that this doesn't make sense. What does it make sense? That you have Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and we're really looking at in what kind of cases do we apply the takan of Nishba v'noto. Isn't that really what's going on? And it turns out that it seems to be like each opinion is inconsistent, because in some ways Rabbi Yehuda is a Mako, and in some ways he's a Machmir. And the same thing is true for the Chachamim. How so? In a Kofer HaKol case, in a Kofer HaKol case where it's my word against yours, what did the Chacham say? They bent over backwards to help out the worker. And what did they say? Nishba v'noto. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. In the case of Kofer HaKol, we're not going to do anything to help out the Sachir. So in the case of Kofer HaKol, you see the Chacham were very lenient. right? And then when you move over to a case of a hodah b'mitzvah, which book hodah b'mitzvah? It seems so. All of a sudden, they're wearing different hats. What is Rabbi Yehuda now? All of Rabbi Yehuda now is the big humanitarian who wants to help out. And he gives him a nebuchadnezzar. And the chachamim are being these conservative, rigid people, and they're saying, no, we're not going to help out the zochim, because there's no nishbar and no tel. So the Gemara feels, how is it possible? How is it possible that you have two opinions, chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, each one, they call him menhakot el hakotze, which is, what did the Gemara answer? I don't know what you mean by that. What does the Gemara's answer? El Omar Rava, and I'm skipping. Okay, I skipped something. Let me go back a little bit. So let's read that inside. Maskev lo Rav Shei Brady, Bakat, Rav Yehuda, he v'lo Rabbanon. It's Taro. You're telling now that in the case of Kodat, that loch cuts from Tal's case, the author to whom? Oh, Rav Yehuda Nar Chachonim. We're not there yet. He's just repeating what was just said. You're telling now that the Tana of the Talus case is the Rebbe of Raiva, which means then that in this case, in the Katitza case, only Rebbe who is the one that says Nishba v'notot v'rabban. Is that what we're suggesting?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to ask, Ashda heichi machmir Rebbe Yehuda mitilei banon. So now it comes out that we're Rebbe Yehuda's machmir, the Rabban and our Meiko. And hey, but the Meiko, Rebbe Yehuda, we're Rebbe Yehuda's Meiko, machmirei Rabbanon. What is this like? What's going on? How could it be that we're Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir, the Chum Meiko, very nice. Then we're Rabbi Yehuda itself able to be Meiko, oh, when the Chum Meiko Machmir. So it sounds like they're being inconsistent. So the Gemara then says, who can explain me this part? The Elamai, Rabbanon, what's happening?
You need to go to Rabbanon.
What goes?
The Barissa.
Which Barissa?
That we said,
the Talus case, right? The Talus Barissa. The Elamai. So the Gemara now is coming back and saying, you see, to say that the Braisa is following Rabbi Yehuda then leaves us with this last problem. Then it comes out that he's Machmer, he's Meiko, and the same thing with the Chachamim. And the Gemara doesn't like that. So then you have to go back to our beginning again, and you have to assume that the Braisa, the Talis Braisa, must be following whose opinion? The Chachamim. Right? But of course, if it's following the Chachamim, then that would contradict whom?
Shmuel,
right? So the Gemara now says, the Elamai, but it's rhetorical. Rather, what? What are you going to say? Because who's the time? You have to reject the notion that it's Rebbe Yehuda. That's not working. So who's left? Obviously, then the Chachamim. Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, so says the Gemara, Ve'eloho de Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Kotzat Hamotzi Mechaver Alof Haraya, Mani Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'lo Rabbana. Explain this. Who can explain that? What is the Gemara now asking? Yes.
I think saying that if you say Gosei that Chachamim, that contradicts what we learned before about what the Chachamim were saying, Rabba Shmuel.
Yeah.
So therefore,
say it out. What you mean? What did the Rabbi Bar Shmuel quoted a brisa that said
that,
what?
That in a Katitza case,
and we don't say what. Right now, if you want to attribute the Talis brisa to the Chachamim, what does that brisa, the Talis brisa, say in the case of Katitza?
There is
Mishmav and Notel. So now we have this other brisa that Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught us in the Katzitz case, where it simply said, Amotz Mechaver Alof Raya. Now who was that? It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why can't it be Rabbi Yehuda?
He said what's found in the Mishmav,
which is the brisa did say, but why threw out Rabbi Yehuda? Why did throw out Rabbi Yehuda?
The
inconsistency. So it can't be him. At the Chamim, it
can't
be the Chamim either. So, I think I said it wrong. Let me see again. In Rabbi Bar Shmuel's Braisa of Kotzat, there it says the Motz Mechaver Lo Haraya. So right away, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda what Rabbi Yehuda says in Ketzit, the Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa says in the Ketzitza case, what? Nishba Benito. And the Braisa says, the Moshe Mavir Olorai, it can't be him. Now, what about the Chamim? The Chamim of the Palace Braisa.
No.
Why? The only Moshe Benito. So who is it? It's not Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa also said Nishba Benito. And it can't be the Cham who we think authored the Palace Braisa, because there it also says Nishba Benito. So we are really stuck. We're running out here in a real dilemma. What do we do here? It doesn't seem to be Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't seem to work out according to the Chacham. So how do we solve it? Finally, the Gemara answered, Elo Amar Rava Baha Kamilgi. Now, explain what the Gemara's answer is now. And this is the final answer. Who is the author of the Brass of the Talis Rai? So what is going to now assume? Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda, by the way?
Rabbi
Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Are we at the Kesha that is an inconsistency, right? Achmei Kamachamego. So how does Rava resolve that? Rava says, it's not inconsistent. Each one is coming from a certain fairness. It just comes out that way. Sometimes you're Mahmoud, sometimes you're Eko, but it's not arbitrary. Okay, that's the only problem that I've resolved. So let's go through. What did the Gemara say? Actually, it wasn't so, well, I don't know. I mean, because we just assumed it from the very beginning, but how did we had the conversation, but we never saw it in the Gemara. I think I just, I'll come back to that in a second. So, Rabbi Yehuda Savar did the Oraisa of the Leita Kanta L'Sachir. Ubid the Rabbanon Havoi Takanta V'Takanta L'Takanta Lo Avdinon. So now explain that. Rabbi Yehuda believes what?
Where there is an Oraisa.
Yes.
They made a Takanta to put the Shvua on the
Sachir. Right. If you're starting from a D'oraisa Shvua, then Rabbi Yehuda believes if you already have a Chiv Shvua from the Torah, then the Chachamim can step in and make a Takana to do what? To switch, to move it over to the Sachir. But what? Shanya, but what? But?
If the Shvua is only the Rabbana to begin with, you can't make another Takana on top of the Takana.
When you say to begin with, on whom? Yes.
If there is no Zoraita Shua at all, then if the Takana to even have a Shua, and it falls on the Bala Bai automatically because that's where Shua works, and you can't make another Shua to switch it to the Sapphire.
Right. So what the So Rabbi Yehuda believes that if you're starting off on the Bala Bayis with the Shua de Rabbanon, you can't then sort of make another Takana and then switch it over to the Sapphire. I'm just going over the words. While if you keep reading the Gemara of Rabbanon Savre, that b'de Rabbanon nami avdinan takanta l'sachir uketzitza mikadachir. What does that mean? But the Rabbanon disagree, and they say that even on a de Rabbanon will make a takanta on a takanta. That means what? That even if what? If that even if the shvua that the Babayis is mechuyif take is kind of a shvua. The Rabbanan will still make this takana on top of that to flip it over to whom? To the Sachir. So that's where the position is. It has to do with really the koach the chacham make takanas. That's what this is about. Rabbi Yehuda believes the chacham can get takana on a d'oraisa, but in a sense they can't make takana on their own takanas. Actually, a very interesting an aside. That's a very interesting issue. That, like, how do we know that the Chacham can make takanas? You know the source?
What?
Well, yes, but that's one basic source that the Chacham can make a takana. But also, v'asu mishmeres mishmarti. You familiar with that? So, the thing is this: the Chachamim. I'm just saying this as an aside. This is a whole separate topic. But the question always is asked is, how could the Chacham get Takana? After all, aren't they adding to the Torah? Says, see, if I to add anything. Right? So, and all these thousands of halachos, the Rabbanon, aren't adding edit to our list of mitzvos we have. So, see, so you have them here. They're not adding, they're just trying to, what, protect. And they get it, right? They're protecting the Torah, right? So the Chacham has the power, but they have no power to add. So the question then is, can they protect their own takanas? Is that in the purview of the license that they have? So it could answer me, no. That's already Baltasar. And that, you know, that was a very interesting question to explore. All times we've got the concept of the Lord didn't come to many times in Gemara. Okay, that's just a separate issue. So what does that leave us now? So if you go over the end of the Gemara again, it says, I want you to explain to me the end of the Gemara according to Tosfos and according to the Rabban. Who knows why I'm asking that? What part of the Gemara needs to be understood, especially according to Tosfos? What did the Gemara say according to the Chachamim? Ubidirabonon havoi takanto, titakanto le takanto lo avdinon. I'm sorry, I read the wrong thing. Rabbonon savre, I'm sorry. Bidirabononami avdinon takanto le socher. Isn't that right? So the takanto le takanto that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of, the Rabbonon do.
Yes?
I mean, you can't say,
the
Shmuel Balbai
is a
Deoraita,
it's not a
Derabanan.
So what is Rabbanan saying, that you can have a
Takana
on a
Takana? Exactly. What's going on? What is Mark talking about? According to the Ramban, then what? So actually, so did our Tosfos try to solve that problem?
Yeah,
no, no. Beck, you want to repeat it again?
Okay. By the Chachamim saying that you can't have a takana on a takana, they're implying that the first takana is that there's a shua that's instituted on the Baal Habayit in the first place. But we know, according to Tosfos and Ketitza, that the shua that's instituted on the Baal Habayit can never be a takana. It always has to be a shua deoraita because it can only be mother mitzvah.
Right. So it's not building a takana on a derabanan. It's building a takon of Nishba Venotel on a... Yeah. So what takon of the Rabbanan is he talking about? So look at Tosfos. Which Tosfos? What? Bid Rabbanan takantahu. Your parish is Sarah Lisak and Shvua, Vagan Sarah La Ogami, Malcolm Shahiru Uyulihios, Bahainu Bal Habayas. Exactly, Vlaavde Takanto Takanto. Yeah, that's Rabbi Hushi in a case where. But how is Tosfos learning that Akana? What are we talking about now at the end? That the machlokes between the Achamim. We're coming out now.
One second.
We're going back when the Gemara finally says, Ella Omar Rav. We have to go back. We didn't explain this well enough. Ella Omar Rav. When it said Ella Omar Rav, we're saying then now who is the Tana of Brida, the Talis Brida? Rabbi Yehuda. So let's just stop there and just run through ourselves now. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, then if that's the case, so what do the Chacham hold? In the Ketzitza case. No, no. So what is their Ketzitza case?
The
Baal Habayit. Where? Now, according to Tosfos, it would be a Shorayta or the Bitzah. According to Tosfos, it would be a Rabbanan. Even if it's not the Bitzah, they would Eila. Isn't that right? So when, at the end of the day, we send out the Chacham hold in the Ketzitza case, right? In the Ketzitza case, what's the Halacha? Halacha is the Baal Habayit swears. And what would be in a Kof HaKol case? Then the Sokher swears. And that comes up. Right? What?
No,
I can't be a Coca-Cola either. It's impossible to have such a case.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean that, in the case of Hela. Okay. So in the case of Hela, what?
That's how you
were saying? Okay, I was mind. What was I saying?
You're thinking
of that. Okay, so the Rabban, what did Rabban hold now? Just if you run for all, based on what Shmuel said, you take what Shmuel said, and now we're saying, what did Rabban actually hold in a secret case? If it's a case to say where there is Shavuot Moda Negas, which the Tosfos learned, what happens in the case? The Baalai takes the Shavuot, and that's it. So when would it be a Shavuot Noda according to the Chacham? when would there be a nishba v'notel according to the Chachamim?
When
there is no, when, it's got to be where you can apply the principle of Torah b'poalim, right? Well, where can you apply it according to the Chachamim?
Any case but
Ketzitza. Any case but Ketzitza, right? So any case where they're arguing about how much was paid. So it would be, so it could be a motive of mitzvahs too if the argument is about how much was paid. You know, like I say you owe me 150 dinarim and you say you paid me already 25.
But it's double.
Yeah, it would be nishba v'notel there, but it would also be nishba v'notel if the Baal HaBayis had said I paid you in full, which is the Kofar HaKol case. Isn't that true? So wherever it's not ketzitza, and the ish, and you would say that the Baal HaBayis is Torah b'Poalim, what's going to be the halacha according to the Chachamim? Nishba v'notel. In a ketzitza case, since we're saying midchar dochile, then there is no nishba v'notel, and this is where Shmuel comes in and says, but who swears in this case? The Baal HaBayis is going to swear. Now, according to Tosfos, the shvur that he's going to be taking happens to be the shvur of Motiv B'Mitzvahs, right? And according to the Ramban, it would even be the shvur of the Takana, right? Like in a Halach case. That's where things are, right? Now, so now that we, right? And what about Rabbi Yehuda? Let's just sort of run everything through according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? The Rabbi Yehuda thinks that what Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, that wherever there's a hodah b'miktsas, does it matter what it's about? Whether it's about ketzitza or it's about how much was paid? In either case, what does Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa say? Nishba v'notel. So when is there no nishba v'notel? Nakol for a kol. Isn't that right? Good, fine. Let's now, when we continue reading the Gemara, we have to be able to take the information that we just put together and see how it plays out in the words of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Elamar Rabba HaKamiflegi. Yehuda Savar B'Oraisa of Dulei Tana L'Sachir. What would that mean? When did they make a Takna for Sachir in a D'Oraisa? What is that referring to? In a D'Oraisa? Which would be with the motive of Mitzvah, right? So obviously, we're talking with Halach or without Halach? Without Halach. Because if there's Halach, then there's D'Oraisa, right? Would that be true? So we're talking the Doraisa of the Tanta, Ubi the Rabbanon, have a Tanta, but the Tanta, the Tanta, what would that mean? Ubi the Rabbanon, have a Takanta, the Tanta. What is Ubi the Rabbanon? That would be what case, yes?
It's
Ubi the Rabbanon.
So
when is, what case is that? For a call, exactly. So in a call for a call case, at the Takana, that's a takana that what? A takana. And the Baal HaBayis. And Tosfos comes in, it's not that really is one, but in theory it was ra'oi to be one. Right? And then, it's a takana of the Tanta of Dion. That's why we're not going to do what?
Okay.
We're not going to then flip over to Sakhir. Which I mentioned to some of you, according to what Tosfos learned, it's a very strange. It's not really a takana and a takana because there never was a takana, a real one, the Baal HaBayis swear. It's just, it was ra'oi for there to have been one. But the Gemara is a quite beautiful. We still call that a takana and a takana. Okay. And then what? What was it?
Isn't
yeah, in a case where the whole of the mitzvah.
But
in the kofra kol case, there is no shua on the babai. If they're fighting over the babai said paid when full in the office, he didn't pay me anything. What happens in that case?
What?
Yeah. In a case of kofra hakol, what's written in the case? No, if the kol about a shvuah says, then enough, right? I don't know, there's no shvuah on part of all, right? So then Rabbi Yehuda would then, so that's when it says ubid the rabbanon, he means in a rabbanon type case, as opposed to a d'oraisa case. A d'oraisa case would be where it's motive b'mitzvahs. Ubid the rabbanon would be a d'rabbanon, what would be a d'rabbanon type case? Kol for a kol. So Ubi the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda thinks that's a takana. What's a takana? Again, the way Tosfos learns, it would be a takana that in theory we should have put the shvuah on whom? On the Baal HaBayis. And then to flip it over to the Sachir, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't do that because that's a takana and a takana. The Rabbanon Savre, that Bidderabbanan, what's Bidderabbanan then? What case? What's the Kofar HaKol? Nami Avdin and Takanta. Right? Lesochir. That means, according to Tosis, what does that mean? Ubidderabbanan, which means a Kofar HaKol case. We also, in theory, would have put the Shavuah on the Baal HaBayis. But then we'll then still come along and take it away, and then in reality, put it on whom? On the Sochir. That's in a case of Kofar HaKol. And I'll come, Uketzitza, what is that coming to do? But in a Ketzitza case, which is what case? You know, where it's Hodor B'Mikzas about how much was agreed, that's Mitchadochir. And therefore, what should happen then? There is no nishba v'notel. So, if the, according to Tosus, if there is a shuv moda b'mikzas to take, then the Baal HaBayis will take it. If it's a case of halach, then there'll be nothing. Isn't that true? And according to the Ramban, how would the Ramban go through it? You follow?
Right.
And according to Ramban, it exists in reality. What exists in reality? That there can be, there really would be a shua on the Baal HaBayis, we didn't switch it. So there really was takana, but they took away. So in case of what? In a case of what? In a case of the Kofar HaKol, where we're assuming what? Torah, and the Shavuah that we actually put on the Baal HaBayis, like a two-step process, put it on the Baal HaBayis and then take it away and then put it on the Sochir. So that's really what's happening in sequence, is that, you know, we just say, well, he's an Ish of another, but really, if you analyze the sequence of what Chachamah are doing here is, they put on the Baal HaBayis, they took it away from him, and put it on the Sochir. That would be a case of if it's not a Ketzitza case. And if it is a Ketzitza case, then kept the Shavuah, where it originally was, but namely where? On Baal HaBayis. This is a hard Gemara. So tomorrow, review this, and I'll take questions on this, and if there's anything in the Tosis in that you want to go over, we will. Gave you two Tosis on the page?
No.
And I'll go over it with you tomorrow. And then, any questions you have, and then I want to work on Baal more in the Maham. No worries, because it's not his usual place. It's been sent to high margin. You at the bottom of the page. Look back where this is. Let me show you where it is. But I don't want you to do everything in the Walmart. Let me, if you would just start going over. If you just turn to that, where are we now? Chavavamdei. In the pictures of the riff, the top right side of the page, right hand margin, you see. Mark out over the Walmart. You do the first paragraph of Walmart, and then start the second paragraph where it's Unashamina. I want you to skip part of this paragraph. Skip from there until where is now? You see where it says the first line is Nisanolo Bismano, and about 10-15 lines down, I can't. The first word of the line is Nisana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You continue there.
And yeah, are we skipping until there?
You're skipping until there. So you're skipping from the beginning of the paragraph.
Mina.
And you skip until the word Nisana, and that's where you pick up again, until the end of the paragraph, which is the end of the Baal HaMor on the page. Okay? And then in the Mohammed is at the bottom. The bottom right-hand column, you start from the beginning where it says, Kasuv b'Sefer HaMor. You go straight until the top of Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the left-hand margin, that's where it continues. And you go only about 6-7 lines until you see there's a big word, Umasha Kasav. You stop there. Okay? And once we finish this, you're going to get Mara Makamos about the Migo. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.